It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And we always like to check in with Brett and check on avalanche conditions up on the skyline. Is it safe to go out and have a good time? Things that you maybe need to look out for, take with you, and all of that good stuff. Because we here in our area love to get out and recreate and enjoy the outdoors any time of year. But of course, there are extra pitfalls and things that we've got to be careful of when the snow starts to fly and we get some snow on the ground. So that's what Brett's here for, and we're going to talk to him about all the conditions and what's going on up there. Brett, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing well. I wish we had a little bit more snow, but we take what we get.
Well, hopefully it will come, right?
Yeah. Eventually, I'm sure we'll see the storm start to move through again.
That's what I was just thinking this morning. It's okay. Winter is only a week in.
That's, you got to remind yourself that, right?
Right. So let's talk about conditions and where we're kind of sitting up there right now.
Yeah. So, you know, December was a really slow month as far as snowfall. And we're a bit below average. I think we're in the somewhere around the 60 to 70% range right now for annual snowfall to this point. And so the snowpack's fairly shallow. There is enough that folks can get up there and enjoy it and travel around in snowshoes and skis and snowmobiles to a certain extent. We're not traveling all over like we usually are by about this time of the season. But there's enough snow to get up there and recreate right now. And the avalanche conditions are fairly quiet. It's relatively safe up there right now. So that's another good bonus about getting up into the hills right now.
And the one thing we did talk about, though, before we came on the air was the fact that, you know, we have this, what did you say, 20, 25 inches right in there.
Yep.
But the bigger concern is when the snow does start to fall, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what I've been looking at here with this current snowpack. And what happens with shallow snowpacks if they sit around for a long time, 2 weeks, 3 weeks with no new snow, that snow that's on the ground starts to turn into a loose, sugary type of snow grain. And once we start adding layers on top of it, that spells bad news. It's like trying to balance a cement block on top of potato chips is basically the analogy I like to use. It's not an issue right now. Like I say, we have safe avalanche conditions right now. We will through the weekend. But there's definitely big concern once we do start seeing the storms move through and add more layers of snow on top of this week's snowpack.
And I asked you before we came on the air, too, when you get into situations like this where we have this snow base and then it takes a while for snow to fall, we don't ever want to say that it's extremely dangerous to be up there. But what's worse, what we've got right now or if it were to come down and dump a whole bunch at one time?
Yeah, so at this point, you know, the weak layer, the snow that's on the ground right now is very weak. It's to the point that we're going to see avalanches on that weak snow at some point. So, you know, is it better to have a slow loading process where we see small storms over a long period of time? Or is it better just for it to all come at once? My take is I'd rather, at this point, because it's so weak, I'd rather see large storms and have the avalanche cycle run its course, and then we can start concentrating on when things become stable again. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, but I would rather see large storms and get the avalanche cycle over with. It's almost inevitable that we're going to see avalanches at some point.
Right. So I guess the other thing, too, that we always like to kind of close out with is, as you said, conditions right now are great if you want to get out and recreate and do those kinds of things. But what are some of the precautions we always like to tell people and maybe some of the things they need to take with them when they're headed out?
Yeah, probably the most important thing is for folks to get armed with some information. And you can check the daily avalanche forecast at UtahAvalancheCenter.org. Search for the skyline. and that'll tell you what the current conditions are, if there's been storms moving through, how much snow, what the stability is like. We rate the avalanche danger from low to moderate to extreme, and you know, that fluctuates throughout the winter. So that's really your best resource is to get information before you get up into the mountains, so you know whether it's a dangerous day to be out there or if it's a more safe day. And then, of course, always carry the proper backcountry equipment. If you're getting into avalanche terrain, if you're traveling through steep terrain, everyone in your group wants to should be carrying an avalanche beacon, shovel, and probe. So that's kind of that's the most basic stuff, but by far the most important thing is arm yourself with some information. Then you know whether it's safe to be up there or if you kind of got to watch yourself and stick to lower angle slopes.
And know what to look out for when you go. Brett, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk with us this morning. We really appreciate it, and we'll hopefully get some snow, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, that sounds great, Dave. Always appreciate chatting with you and your listeners.
Thank you so much, sir. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.